This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're holding here in Yud Beis. Ha Yud Beis. Pirsh B'Yishuv Adas, Shegam Shem Ein Daiti M'Sheves Olav, En Yochol Lumoit. Yeah, so like it says all over that Shmaisa Boit Sus and so on. Hayud Gimel the Mikra B'Mishna B'Derech Eretz Heima Midas HaTovis Kosh Omer Chazalim In Derech Eretz Ein Torah K'La'el. So it's interesting. So here he's talking about Derech Eretz Midas Tovis. He's telling to them Derech Eretz Ein Torah. So what's the? I mean, over there, it Pashtus is talking about. Resources, physical resources. Well, what does he want? So over there, he writes, he's magdir a little bit that Torah has to sit on a physical base, even though Torah is lemaila, leila, and so on and so forth, but it sits on a base that's physical. So it's true about Gashmiyistik Tnoim. In other words, so even though Torah is above and so on, but it needs some support system. That's one. Second area is in the person's Seichel and Das. And let's go through this a second. When I sit and think, so I think using my physical brain cells, and that's why if a person, even though a person's mind is not physical, but if he puts in physical alcohol into his brain, it thinks very differently. We don't say, well, what does a bottle of Slivovitz have to do with my thinking? This is la'ilah, it's a bit on, but it's not like that. It sits on a physical brain, and the physical brain is fried, the thinking is fried. There's another knach. If the person's midas are off, a person sees things through a perspective of his person also. And that's, in other words, when a person has an understanding of something, that understanding comes from a mindset, which we call midas. And therefore, if a person's midas are off, then his thinking is also off. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam, according to Rambam, Sichlis and Avon is everything. But part of what's necessary, that a person's Tfisa and Avon and Asaga should be Emes, is good Midas. If the Midas are not balanced, he sees everything through the perspective of his Midas. At the Zion. So he says that the chachma and the logic behind it is chachma requires the ability to see a thing from old stadium. When a person is a koyes, he's nischaf to one side, he can't see the tzadim, and therefore the person also can't see the emes and so on. Hayudzayim, but leiv toiv, ki atoy nikra toiv, nesha atoy tikar atoiv, temotzev atoy rak mishu toiv. Hay misha shal leiv toiv, shay shay leiv toiv, az mekabal atoy rashi toiv. Ki eich tamoid atoy rashi toiv, ki bimisha yesh leiv ra. So this is almost fakert. A person who is a good person, Torah is given through the angle of Toiv. In other words, a person who is Torah is given from Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a meitiv, as a tava. The Rambam says by Pikuach Nefesh, as Toicha, everything he says, because Torah is not nekama and something else. Akash Baruch Hu is the perspective of Torah is to be mated. And if a person is not a meitiv, it is not toiv, then it's something that is not coming from the right perspective. He doesn't dehair things in the right way. I also say, oh, there was somebody, you know, I once heard this thing about midas and learning. There was somebody, an acquaintance of mine, who since he's a young person, he's always had a tremendous cheshek for kavod. I don't know, it's like it was at the age of 20, 21, he was desperately trying to get his shtick of Torah published in places. And it was like mishunadik, like very, very, a very precocious sense of kavod. It was like at 20, he was like, I don't know, but that was a piece of him that was kind of, it was a nice sort of fellow, but this was, I mean, he wasn't so fantastic in learning. He was good, decent, not fantastic, but this was like very big by him. I don't know, he went to America. I was in Israel. I didn't have much chance. It wasn't such a big crisis. But one day I saw a flyer. You know, I saw he tried to open yeshiva in Israel. So the yeshiva had a picture. It was like a pamphlet that it folded over. So you open it up, it's folded, and it says, and it has like a picture of a Sfarim Shafir full of Sfarim and, you know, everything. And the question on top is, where do you go from here? Like, once you finish the way to go, you open up the paces, a picture of him and his yeshiva and so on. That was the person's musagim. But many years later, he was in America. He lives in America. I see a pamphlet that this person is running a Yarchi Kala in Brooklyn. And it had a shear printed or something. It went something like this, about the inyan of Hilchus covered, you know, covered for Tamir Chachamim and so on. What's the inyan of the covered Tamir Chacham? So he said, because when a person gets from a Chacham, he gets something tremendous. He gets Chacham, a Torah, and so on. But you're not allowed to pay, because the Torah said, you know, Ma'ani b'chinam fad b'chinam. So you have to pay him with covered. So I think to myself, this person is depraved. He's got a perverted sense of it. And so mainly if he wants covenant, he's already, because one thing, but he makes the Eibishter also, like he put his machshava into the Rebbeinu Shalom's mind as well. It's amazing. Like without batting an eyelash, there was a yid also. This person was even weird. This person was, he was a Tam Chavim at his show, but really a very twisted person, older person. And he had some relative. He would come occasionally. It was somebody I pushed would kind of run the other way when I see him. But he has 25,000 shtikach Torah and counting. Like that's his metzias. So he said, "How come gaiv is also? I understand if it's emes, Akash Baruch Hu is emes. So whatever emes is emes." So he said, "Most people have exaggerated sense of self. So the Torah asked gaiva." But somebody like me, who's very honest about, you know, who understands exactly how chashav he is, there's no reason why that should be also. I wasn't sure in logic if that's a statement that contradicts itself, proves itself. I wasn't even sure. If a person wouldn't have been so over the top, I would have thought it's amusing, but the person was really al kapanim. But a person's sense of things, a person's not a good person, he sees mitzvahs as something to torture people. It doesn't dehair that it's toiv and that it's coming with a rotzen of toiv. So he fataishes it that way. So the midas are in a filter how he fataishes things. Yudches, be'emunas chachamim. Ki kashem maimin de chachamim, az yesh lo dveikas v'chachamim kashem maimin behem. So this is one of the more maligned memories in the Mishnah. What is Emunas Chachamim? Whatever people say it is today, it doesn't say any place. It doesn't say it. To believe that somebody who's a godly in Torah is a godly in medicine or in politics or economics doesn't say any place. And it's certainly not included in the word Emunas Chachamim, Sheker. There's no fears like that. Secondly, that anybody who is a big chacham Torah is a bal moifis alongside it. It's a chassidish taich that was rejected by our world. I don't know how it slipped back in, but it came back in again somewhere. Where does it say that? What does it mean to believe in chachamim? So it has two meanings, mitzad, the Mishnah here, and both of these are core meanings that are important to be kind of kin Torah. One is, we believe that chachamim, their mesiras haTorah was with the utmost integrity. In other words, to say that a chacham invented something, that chachamim invented something, and they gave over something which they didn't get from mesiras. I mean, if they say it's their own story, it says on soil. But to say that this is al chachamim sinu when it's not, or whatever it is, without that emuna, there's nothing to talk about. Then you might as well reject all of. I was once speaking someplace here, and they had questions and answers. It was in Potomac, and there was an older yid, Sephardi background, Israeli, who's been in America a long time. I think well to do. Eshematar mitzvahs, but you know it's deus, whatever deus. So he said, he puts out also, he published different old editions. You know, he's a kind of dabbler of sorts, but not an amoris. So he said something about that the Gemara says that the reason this is this, but you know, this is something that Chachamim invented. We all know invented it. Pasha invented something like that. So I asked him, do you feel that way really? So he said, yes. So I said, so I suggest the following. When you go home, after it was Friday night, when you come home, take your shas and throw into the garbage can. Throw into the garbage can. No, I said, any a person, if they were meshaker, then it needs to be thrown out. I said, what are you? Then the pshat is you have something in front of you that's sheker. Akash Baruch hates sheker. And he was like, I said either or. Either you believe them, you know, if they played games, then it has no value whatsoever. And you can't say that you're mekayim what it says, but every so often you say, Chachamim invented one over here. So one is the emuna that whatever they said is true. So if they said this is a Messiah, and this is this we know, and this we have, and this and that, anything that they said, Bimisar Torah, to the best of human ability, they kept it. It doesn't, a mistake could be, but certainly not. That's one. Two, Chachamim, there's two in Yonim Chacham. There's the Messiris of information, and there's the Chachma. Lamashal, a Bacha is learning by a Rebbe, a young Bacha, and the Rebbe tells over Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim does not make sense to the ears of the Bacha. I mean, it's I don't understand what it means. So I have two choices. I can reject it and say it means nothing, or I can say I can reject it and say, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about, or he was saying it's nonsense, or I can say I need to break my head to understand it. A person will never grow and steig in chachma unless he's able to accept, so it's true. It's not everybody who says something I don't understand. Do I need to evaluate my das? It's a decision to make. If I meet somebody who I feel is a peer of mine, and he says something, I say I can't accept it, and that'd be right to do. But somebody that is a chacham that I've chosen as a chacham, as my chacham, based on things that many things that's awful of chachma, I need to say, I need to break my head, and maybe I won't understand it or will understand it, but I need to believe in that chachma. Those are the two definitions of chacham that have shaykhs to over here, in the chachamim and in the chachma. But you know, more of that, I was once giving from the Bechinas for the Mir, there was one yeshiva, where Rosh Hashiva's svaris and things he said were like way out. And so it's not the Bacha's fault, but Cholayfin, it would get me very nervous. So Bacha said over something. So I told him, let me tell you over clearly what I hear. You're saying A and B, and therefore C. Where does it follow? And I see nothing in what you're shtalt avek that I should make that assumption. There's no reason in the world. It doesn't. So the Bacha told me, if you'd learn in our yeshiva, you would understand it. So I told him, I can't be chaylik on that. That I said, that's a statement that I can't be chaylik on. I have no way of knowing it. But I said, I'm just laying it out logically. What you're saying just doesn't make any sense. So, okay, at least he has the right attitude of Emunas Chacham. But that's Emunas Chacham. So I say, this person's ideas are beyond. And that's absolutely necessary. If a person who never was exposed to take Rab Chaim would say, I don't know, it's words. It doesn't, I don't know what it means. It doesn't mean anything. We don't have the, okay. A person takes a Maral, unless he says to himself that the right. So how do you know? So now the question is, in a Hanami, how do I know which, what, or when? So there's two mahalchim. One is that, let's take a simple dogma. A person needs a very, very important medical help. He doesn't understand the mikzaya. So he goes to a doctor that he trusts and says, shaf me somebody who's good in this and this tchum for this and this problem. So I use an emanus of Ruvain to go to Shimon. So if I have a person who I trust and know is a chacham, and then I go and I ask him, where should I go learn? And he tells me, this person, Erfa Shtei Take. So the trust of the first person, I leverage and say, okay, I'm now going to understand that this person is a higher Havana. I don't understand, and I'll break my head. The second mahalach is that imagine a person is a renowned doctor, and he always says things that are very come true, very miskabel, and so on and so forth. And then I go to him for advice, and tells me something that seems counterintuitive, something that doesn't make sense. Take a look in all of the other cases. He was on mark and right and so on and so forth. Mistama over here, it's beyond my comprehension. If like the Gemara says, mitivon shel kreivim atemake tivon shel rechoikim. If in the places where I seen and I know the person, I can be oimid on the fact that this person is a chacham. So now I say, and this piece, it's beyond. So same thing if I take a sefer that I get a lot from. And then there's a makom where it's, I can't figure it out. So I say, this is beyond my understanding. But if there's nothing but medish plius, so the best I can say, I'm not saying anything about the sefer, but for me, it's not, I don't have what it takes. Everyone's chacham. So if I open up a sefer, and things there are strange to me. So either somebody who I trust as a very, very big Talmud chacham tells me, this is something that's you really have to, unless you break your head on it and work hard at it, you're not going to stand it. So I'll smach him, I'll accept it and do that. Or the sefer itself is moly v'godosh with dvarim tovim oid. And then there's occasionally a piece that I don't know, I know what's coming. Those are the two you find them. Like upon him, when they stick in Emunas Chachamim, to believe in Chachamim, what does it mean? To believe that Bala Moifes, where does it say that? To believe that a person who's a Chacham Torah knows everything else, why? And when somebody tells you, Stagwai Zivar Alma, you're talking about Chacham at its Sheirish, you're talking about, Vilna Goyen, maybe, or Rabbi Akiva, or, I mean, you're not talking about everybody who learned, I understand, like, it's mixed. I know where people are coming from.
So how did the Chazon Ish know to advise the doctors?
I'll tell you something. So Ramesh Shapiro told me that he studied anatomy. If you take a look, if you look at all the mices with the Chazon Ish, the mices come in two versions. Telling a surgeon how to operate, Chazon Ish, and you see that from his firm, had a tremendous chush for visualizing things. And Moshe told me he knows, or he's almost sure that he studied it. You know, he would read a certain anatomy book, and his ability to be mitzai or something. All of his nephew, my uncle, Rabbi Meir Greinemann, if you will, once told me, like, he was mitzai to me. It's very nice. He's not yeshivish at all, but he gave over. He said, how did the Chazon Ish's lumdas work? He said, the Chazon Ish would say, I don't understand. The kain is standing here. The dam is coming from there. He's now passing it over there. Where do we get the halacha from? And he said, and that's where he found the lumdas. It's true. Chazon Ish's koyach hatzir. So the anatomy, being able to, once he knew anatomy and this and that, he had a chush for it. That's one. Two, he also was a very big chacham with people. So if the doctor told you this and this, he could read in and say, is he trying to be doicha you? Is he overreaching? He had a feel for the politics of the medicine. Those were the two areas. There's nothing else. He didn't come up with new chemicals. He didn't come up with anything else. And there were cases when it didn't work. You know, the Reberel Soloveitchik once told my brother-in-law, you know, there are mice that there weren't mepharsim. And the Chazon Ish, but that was, I tell people, but no one, there's not one mice about the Brisker Rav and medicine. So the Brisker Rav was a much lesser gadol than Chazon Ish. Not a single mice about the Brisker Rav saying anything about people with medicine. There was one mice that I saw be'enai, and it was a terrible mice. There was a young man in the mill that was very sick. He was sick. I was a younger man, maybe. I was even a bacha, maybe. He was an American young man, was very, very frum and kind of about tshuva, didn't have much family. So they were, the askanim, the very frum askanim took care of him, they were briskers. So they took him to this and this doctor, weil der Rav hat gesagt, dass versteht. So this doctor, who the Rav said, the Rav meaning the brisker Rav, said, er versteht, saw him, didn't make much of it. And half a year later, his body was full of cancer and he died. Now, it's true, the Rav held this was a very good doctor, but that was 30 years before. The doctor was long over the hill. I mean, the Brisker Rav didn't preserve him Lederis, as, you know, it just like, it was ludicrous. The Rav had said, Er versteht, yeah. It was like, this was 1975, I guess, the Maisa that happened. Brisker Rav was Nifter in 1960. So it was at least 15 years from after the Rav's Ptira, and I don't know when this doctor was so known as, but tachlis, the you know, it's another mises about it. So he was good. Are the mises about the Chavetz Chaim with doctors? The mises that are Chavetz Chaim's mises are all lemailam der chatevidik mises. They're not the medical advice. So what is but the Chazon Ish, I don't know. Moshe told me the Chazon Ish had read anatomy. He knew anatomy, and he also had an eye. That you can see in this, everything, all of his svarim have that, you know, he fleshes out something, and that's where he points out issues. Al Kaponim, but Emunas Chachamim, that they did not invent anything, is the aside. Without that, if a person has focus on that, then there's nothing to, so the pshat is, then there's no Torah. And if a person...
But again, I'm still trying to understand. So if we say that the Chazon Ish knew his ideas from medicine and from studying from anatomy books and so on, yeah, and we go back and say the Tanaim and the Amoraim had the same type of knowledge from the science and so on at the time, so then you already start to kind of hear what Rabbi Avraham and Rambam writes, that their knowledge was kefi what was available at the time. And if the knowledge nowadays is better and more advanced, correct, then why haka do we say that we should be semech on their knowledge?
Was semech, okay. There's the famous, the Rav Haigan says, you can't be semech on medical advice of Gemara. Nobody would be semech on that. You semech on halachic, that's very different. On halachic achros are based on, I believe, the mitzias haniris la'ayin. The Torah was given just like the spats and old and just like the connectivity in Isis and Torah are what the eye sees, not what a microscope sees. The shkia and zricha is not when the sun be'esma, it's when it's nearest la'ayin. And Chazanish also was very strong about it. The Chazanish didn't hold a second hand and look at the shkia. The shkia is when you see it sick. So you have to be, Chacham, who's Meshaya, this is what it is. That's the way it went. So b'meila, anything that Chazal told us that's Negel Halacha, the Hash'ara of the Metzias is Kaviya Halacha, because that's usually the Hash'ara was Kifiya Nirus La'ayin, and that's fine. No one is going to treat themselves, no one's looking to treat themselves with all this thing, Yanu Chazal. It's not meant for that, not given for that, and it's not a shaykh to it. And other inyanim and inyanim vagarata, they're saying a certain teichin, whatever mashalim they're using. To there's no need. The science that they used was the science that an eye is teifis when you see it, and b'meila that's the right science to use. And somebody will say, well, there's no shkia sachama because the sun, where the sun is there, so it's not a shkia. The shkia is when you're standing, it's dark. That's shkia and the zehu, like I tell people, it says it's Swasha and Chomishtachim. That's the way it's presented to you. And therefore, Lamashal, a worm that grows in an apple, the fact that somebody, another worm planted, if the way the pears is coming from the apple, because there's no hole in the apple, and it's coming from the apple, halachically, that has a din of revise is from the apple. That's the way halach is built. It's in the many hafanas in that. One, because that's shayach to all the doors all the time. Halacha couldn't be given for the microscope. Halacha was given for the first person to take an apple and to ask himself, can I eat it or not eat it? And that's one. And two, the effect, the inyanim that the Torah is giving us, presenting us, are the inyanim that we live with. So if we see this worm as part of the apple, then has a din of an apple. And if we see this worm as an outsider, so it's a worm. And that's the Gidri Halacha.
I don't want to take up too much time, but so let's say Chazal said certain things are considered dangerous to do. And we'll say, okay, because Kefir Hanir Le'inayim was dangerous to do. And now we see that it's not dangerous to do. So with which mechanism do you say in the Shtano Ativ? And when do you say maybe Chazal meant something else and you don't know what else they meant? And
well, first of all, Lamashal. Well, there are certain things that Lamashal, Tkufa, are we machman Tkufa or not? On the Gula or not?
Dogim, a fish and meat.
There's a rightful kpeid of Chazal said, Chayil Shiyotzu Mipihem. We do it because even if the time might not be this way, it's one thing. There's an inyan to be choishish, not to eat the dagim and so on, because maybe it meant something else. Maybe it means something else. In other words, I don't know. So Chazal said and that's why we makbid only. Think of Deseraitz is on my share also. You makbid only alakutzishir Chazal. If you make any shini in it, it's not applicable. In other words, whatever yotze mipihem, that's more school. It's more piderach school, more piderach whatever. But it's Chazal said. There are other inyanim also. So if Chazal said, so machmas the chashivas devrayim, we do it, and whether we understand, don't understand some. That's where it's like ma'ala merit. It's just to be makbid on it, but. Lamaisa in terms of the nyanim that and certainly to apply it to somebody to a yid who's a big time chacham, to apply that this is called maschacham. I don't know. That's doesn't say any place, and therefore it's you're adding something that's not written. I don't know.
One last thing, not a slight. I mean, inyan. I've noticed over the years that Rebbe's got an incredible knowledge of general knowledge and science and physics and biology and so on. And I see so many times how it helps to understand different inyanim. In general, is that something which, I mean, that is something if a person really wants to have a hekif and a proper havana and divrei Torah, just like we're saying now that the Chazon Ish and other people had, it is something which a person should be mishtadal to be masig and to be koina, to give a person a hekif even in divrei Chazal.
I do believe in general understanding and knowing and yes, it's not something. Do I think that to make? I mean, I definitely think a general curriculum could be broader than what's current today, and I also think that the tzura of it, it doesn't need to be. It's like between the people that say it's all shosim havalim and a black gemara is mochachim and all that, to the people that say, unless you understand everything in the world, including, do you need to know Shakespeare to understand Torah? Do you know this? I don't know why it has to be two ketzavos. I do think a general, all the Rishonim were well acquainted with the science of their days. And so you know, having a general sense of what we understand today, I think is positive. I don't know why that ever was considered to be, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why that's not. I mean, many big people, there were big people who didn't. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky knew so much about so much. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein didn't. The interesting thing, he wasn't that type of person. You know, different chachamim were different. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman made a big effort to aduch and understand the inyanim of how things work and so on. Others didn't. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I do think it. This is the Rebbe's world. This is how we made it. It's chada machta. And having a sense of these things is a positive. What can I tell you? And having some commitment, even in terms of ideas, like what they call philosophy, it's not almost the hakira and drisha that these people aim it on emes. But it's certain models of thinking that you can use them. It, just like if I have a lot of words, I can express myself more accurately. If I have different ideas, I have a way of expressing it. When you hear somebody say, it's such a zach because it's not be'etzim, you're left wondering how, I mean, like, there was somebody here, he has a son-in-law, very typical. He came home. They made a bris. They had his first child, so they brought them home. And he had gone to yeshiva's different place. He wasn't from here. He was an edom of somebody. And he said a shtickle in halach and agada, and both of them were painful to listen to. He had zero words to express exactly what he was trying to say. And I don't know. So definitely learning terms, learning ideas and this and that has a mila and it's helpful. What the exactly the must, the gvulis, I don't know, but I don't think it's something that should be automatic. I don't think it's a mila that not knowing it, you know. And there are people that are, you know, the Kolker, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's hekif and ease in Yedias HaTorah is miuchat to him, and it's takiv, it excludes everything else. But that's not the only chilek. You know, it's to have that type of where we can still sue every mocker, every chazal, every here, every there, and he lives it to such a degree. It's miuchat. It's a miuchat tchuna. But there's also different mahalchim of opening up things and so on. It's I don't know. Good. Sorry. Okay. Take care. I'm afraid you're gonna lose your munas chachamim. You're gonna stop.
I was gonna ask. Doesn't the fact that it comes from that it could come from other places, doesn't that undermine? Is that not saying that the emunah is in the chachamim? It's sort of. Doesn't that say that it could be that they've taken it from the science and therefore maybe
which you're talking about Chazal
all the way through the Doris way. Chazal, the
knowledge and science of those days were the things that were near La'ayin. And if Chazal, what's negia to halacha, if they were kaveya that this is the halacha, because this is the way it looks, this is revisa, and this is that, that is the halacha, and that's an emes. There's no problem with that. In Agarata, I believe the only reason they write all these things is because there's some message behind it. In other words, there's no inyan. They weren't writing in Agarata for science purposes or medical purposes. It's not Shas is big enough without it. They're usually trying to say some sort of hidden nekuda with it. And therefore it's irrelevant that the science is what's mekubal. They weren't coming to say a scientific truth. They were coming to say something else.
And if that's based on a knowledge which was from the science of the times, which has been
disproved. They're using it more as a mushal than in other words, they were using this davar yadua means this. And they're giving us a way to understand phenomena. I don't know that we have to be kaveh of that. I don't know. It's something which they were in Agada, the inyanim that tells Nagada are there for a certain teichen. And the inyanim that just like the morale in many places, when they use numbers that are clearly meant to convey a message rather than convey a mathematical truth. You know, if they say 300, 400 times, repay the Torah's Talmud 400 times, 400 times means something. The 400 is, it translates to something. That's the morale's mahalach all the places. You know, so Chazal were coming to tell us something in these places. That's in general, in the big picture, I think that's the...
Shkaya.
Okay, good.
Call.
Okay, good.